Hey kids, if you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, God has a will for your life. You know what that will is?
The Lord has a will, and I have a need. Follow that will, to humbly be still, to rest in it, nest in it, fully be blessed in it, following my Father's will.
Boy, that's an interesting song, isn't it?
It sure is, Dad.
Let's talk about God's will for your life today, okay?
You mean the type of work I'm going to do someday, Dad?
Tim, is that what you think I mean when I say God's will for your life?
Yeah, sure.
Well, that's God's will way down the road somewhere. But how about His will for your life today, right now?
Oh, I hadn't thought of that, Dad. I suppose His will for my life is, you know, right now that I know Jesus Christ is my personal Savior. And I do.
Super. Okay, now, is there anything beyond that?
I really don't know for sure, Dad. Does the Bible say anything about this?
Sure does, Tim. It's loaded.
Okay, where should I turn?
Try Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
Okay, Romans 12, 2.
Brothers and sisters in Christ at the Church of Rome, the will of God is that which is good and acceptable and perfect in God's sight.
Okay, that was the Apostle Paul. So, Tim, how important is God's will?
Okay, Romans 12:2 says the will of God is good, acceptable, and perfect in God's sight.
Isn't that interesting?
Really, it is. God thinks it's important for us Christians to know His will for our life.
And the best part of it, God's will is for right now.
Today.
That's right. And He tells us how He wants us to live as believers in Christ today.
And that's His will, or what He wants.
You got it, Tim.
Dad, okay, what does God want for my life today? Or what is His will for my life today as a believer?
Okay, son. Quite a few places in the New Testament, God talks to Christians, and He says, this is my will for all Christians. It's the same.
Really? Where's one of those verses, Dad?
1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
Okay, 1 Thessalonians 4.
Brothers and sisters,
Paul speaking.
Thank you. Brothers and sisters in Christ at Thessalonica, since you have trusted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, let me tell you this. It is God's will now that you live a holy life.
That we should be holy. What does that mean, Paul? What are you saying?
Yes. All right, the word means that you should be very, very close to the Lord and very, very far away from sin.
Yeah, that's interesting. I didn't know that. That's how God wants us to live.
That's right. That's for sure. Now, let me tell you exactly what God said. As you know, brothers and sisters, here in Thessalonica, there is a lot of immorality.
It's a terrible place to bring up children.
Yes, indeed.
Therefore, the Lord said you as Christians should live a holy life. Have absolutely nothing to do with sexual immorality. The Lord said you are to learn to control your own body in a way that is holy and honorable.
That's what it means to be holy.
Separated unto God and separated from sin.
Oh, Dad, I can tell I need that. I mean, you should see some of the dirty magazines the kids bring to school.
You can see how immoral your own age group is, can't you?
Sure can, Dad. And they expect me to laugh at their dirty jokes, too.
Isn't it really sick that kids make jokes about their bodies?
Some of the kids brag about what they do with their bodies.
I know it. A lot of men talk that way too, son. But what does the Word of God say to us?
It says as believers in Jesus Christ that it's God's will that we should be holy and that we should have absolutely nothing to do with sexual immorality.
How do we do that?
Well, Dad, 1 Thessalonians 4:3 says we can learn to control our own body in a way that is holy and honorable.
You've got it. And God says that's His will for our lives as believers in Christ. That's His will for our life today.
Hey, that's neat. Boy, that's a real challenge.
You know it, son, to be able to control our own body in a way that's holy and honorable to God.
How does that work? I mean, how do you do that, Dad?
Okay, Tim. Every believer in Jesus Christ has God the Holy Spirit living in him.
My body is his home, literally.
That's right. Next time we're tempted to be immoral, like Paul said, remember, God the Holy Spirit lives there.
Dad, that means if I read a dirty sex magazine, that I make the Holy Spirit read it with me.
You're right, and the Bible says that grieves him.
Boy, Dad, that really helps me.
Great. Here's one from Galatians 5:23 that will help you. The fruit of the Spirit is self-control.
Ah, that's how the Holy Spirit is. He is self-control, and I have him living in me, so therefore, I can have self-control.
Sure we can, son. The Holy Spirit is self-control. We have him, and we can have self-control then.
That way I can learn to control my own body in a way that's holy and honorable to God, just like Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 4:3.
Sure. Now, when you feel the temptation to be immoral, pray to God and say, Holy Spirit, you live in me. You are self-control. I'm calling on you right now to give me that self-control so I can learn to control my own body in a way that's holy and honorable.
Yeah, Dad, because God says, that's my will for your life.
The Lord has a will, and I have a need. Follow.
Uncle Bob, till next time, cheerio.